This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
You've got about maybe 18 months. That's it, maybe less, to get all your things in order for a SHTF scenario. Because it is now abundantly clear that the radical left will not accept Trump winning re-election in 2020. Which means that after Election Day in 2020, if Trump wins, which frankly right now looks better than even chance that he will win, the radical left will go totally insane. That I've said this before, that's not new. There's something else I need to tell you here. You've got left-wing journalism now that's become journo-terrorists, of course. So they are complicit in calling for the mass murder of Trump supporters. And they're supporting left-wing domestic terrorists, like Antifa. What's new and what's different about all this is that I think patriots are holding their fire until after Trump wins the election or maybe loses the election. But I think patriots are holding their fire. And what I mean by that is, for the record, I don't advocate any violence. I'm not in any way advocating any acts of violence. But I think that patriots are so fed up with the criminality of Antifa, the terrorism of that group, and the complicity of the left-wing media, that it has become apparent to anyone paying attention that the left-wing media is, or individuals within the media, are enemy combatants waging an actual civil war in America, and that Antifa promoters are radical domestic terrorists who are trying to just completely destroy this country, overrun it, overthrow it, eliminate the president, and mass murder all Christians and conservatives and Trump supporters, the MAGA people, as it said. The left wants to mass murder MAGA people. And gun owners in America, who tend to be conservatives, of course, they also tend to be very polite people. You know, it's left-wing nut jobs, snowflakes, and crybullies who are mean and vindictive. They're bullies all the time, and they make all these threats against everybody. Meanwhile, your average gun owner is a polite member of polite society. And that's why gun owners haven't, you know, opened fire on Antifa yet. But I think that's coming to an end right around November 2020, right around the election time, after the election. I think at that point, patriotic Americans, again, I'm not advocating anything, just an analyst in this, I think patriotic Americans are going to probably hunt down and shoot Antifa terrorists. That's my guess. Not advocating it, not calling for it, not even really celebrating it. Just saying, I think that's what's going to happen. I think Antifa terrorists are going to be hunted down and shot. And it's, you know, it's kind of hard to argue against that, even though I'm not advocating it, but it's hard to argue against that when you look at these, at the violence of these left-wing terrorists and how they just attack innocent people with pipes and blunt force instruments and throwing bricks that they claim are milkshakes. You know, it's actually filled with quick set concrete mix and things like that. It's hard. If I had a group of angry patriots, and I was speaking to them in a speaking hall or some kind of large auditorium, I could not say, don't go shoot these Antifa terrorists. I couldn't say that. I wouldn't tell them to go do it. But if someone in the audience said, hey, I'm going to go take out these Antifa terrorists, I would have to say, you know what? It's hard to argue against that. Because terrorists is what they are. And they are trying to destroy this country, and they are attempting to murder people. And at some point, it's hard to argue with a philosophy that says, hey, you go clean them out. Now, I know there's a lot of law enforcement people who listen to my podcast. And you know, as much as I support local law enforcement, and I train with, you know, cops and current and former military and all kinds of people like that when I do my firearms training and close combat training, edge weapons training, you know, all kinds of training that I do. I train with lots of people who are cops. And they tell me they're fed up with it too, because
Left-wing Antifa, they also advocate the murder of cops, you see. The radical left in America has long said that they want to murder police officers. And if you look at what Obama pushed, it was always hatred against police. And what the left-wing media pushes, it's hatred against police, to the point where police are being openly attacked, mocked, threatened by radical leftists everywhere. Might be federal law enforcement, might be local law enforcement, might be police, might be sheriff's deputies, whatever. And Texas Rangers, you know what I mean? Everybody is being attacked by the radical left. And that's why I think that if it comes to a day where patriots just on their own spontaneously decide to go clean out the domestic terrorist Antifa leaders in society, I don't think the cops will stop them at all. I think the cops will say, what happened? What are you talking about? I didn't see anything. I think the cops might just say, we're going to look the other way on this one. Because Antifa is a danger to the cops. And, you know, again, I don't advocate this. I'm not calling for it. And personally, I wouldn't do it. I'm not that kind of guy. But there's a lot of people who are really angry. And this might be part of the big globalist plan, of course, is to whip up this kind of kinetic civil war type of action. But at some point, especially if the Portland police have been ordered to stand down and the Portland mayor is himself complicit with terrorists, at some point, it's hard to argue that somebody shouldn't take care of this problem, you know, themselves. It's hard to argue that the people shouldn't march in there and wage some kind of citizen's arrest of the mayor of Portland. You see what I mean? It's hard to argue against that. I'm not calling for it, but I won't oppose it if it happens. I mean, the left wants to murder their babies, and they want to murder Christians and murder Trump supporters. That's what the left has become. And any time that we, the people, can stop that, and by we, the people, I just mean American citizens, can stop that violence and take out those terrorists, just take them out, stop their lawlessness, stop their violence. And sometimes that's the way it's got to get done. Anytime that happens, I think the American people are going to be very happy and they're going to feel safer and they're going to feel like justice was served. So in conclusion, again, I'm not advocating it. And I don't think the police will mind if this happens. Most police won't mind at all. When you start attacking patriots and you start bashing people on the head with deadly blunt force weapons, and you keep doing it over and over again, and you call everybody a Nazi when they're not even Nazis, and you call everybody a racist, and you try to overthrow the country, and you call for violence against patriots who simply love their country and love America, you keep doing that over and over again, you are setting things in motion, and you should not be surprised by what happens. Okay? Not going to be me. I'm not engaged in that kind of stuff, but I will be here to analyze it if and when it does happen. And if it happens, I will salute the effort to defend this country against those who seek to destroy it. I will salute it. God bless America. Take out the enemies. Protect our country. Defend our borders. And make America great again. Thank you for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Rangers store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.